Good evening. It was a night like any other, after any other day, just me and the missus. CSILA, she was perched on the couch, I was parked in the chair. Nothing's going on, no one's going nowhere. I turned off the TV, turned out the lights, turned to my missus, think I'll call it a night. When she didn't respond, I went to say it again. That's when I saw the state of mind my missus was in. She had her nose inside her Kindle, wooed by the words, her eyes fixated, stimulation stirred. I said, "What's that you're reading?" I was shocked to hear her say, "I'm on the very last page of 50 Shades of Grey." She's reading 50 Shades of Grey. Reading 50 Shades of Grey. Lord have mercy on the man, woman reading 50 Shades of Grey. She pulled me in the bedroom, pushed me down on the bed. "You be Anastasia," was the only thing she said. She grabbed me by my hair, hissed into my ear, "Every time you move tomorrow will remind you I was here." She reading 50 Shades of Grey. She reading 50 Shades of Grey. Lord have mercy on the man, woman reading 50 Shades of Grey. Well, I lost a lot of blood, I'm bruised from head to toe, but my missus says there's certain things I simply need to know. Things like pleasure is to pain what leather is to black, and who knew wearing handcuffs make this whip so hard to crack. She's reading 50 Shades of Grey. She's reading 50 Shades of Grey. Lord have mercy on the man, woman reading 50 Shades of Grey. Reading 50 Shades of Grey. She's reading 50 Shades of Grey. Lord have mercy on the man, a woman reading 50 Shades of Grey. They say nothing ever changes if it always stays the same, and life was meant for living, still the name of the game. But if perchance you find yourself out my way, don't hesitate to stop on in and see if I'm okay. She reading 50 Shades of Grey. She reading 50 Shades of Grey. Lord have mercy on the man. Lord have mercy on the man. Lord have mercy on the man whose woman's reading 50 Shades of Grey.